Clint Cameron is the director of the Ontario Federation of Agriculture. Ontario's election campaign continues in full swing and candidates across the province are hearing from voters about the issues that matter to them. In communities and municipalities outside of our urban areas, those issues more often than not focus on the critical need for investments into rural infrastructure. This means roads, bridges, drainage, high-speed internet, cellular networks and affordable energy, but also schools, hospitals and services that communities need to thrive. Ontario's agriculture sector is a major driver of our provincial economy, contributing more than $50 billion in economic activity every year, and providing jobs for about 11% of the provincial workforce or more than 870,000 people. The future growth potential of our sector is also significant, but for us to realize that potential, we need a healthy, stable and growing rural economy that is supported by the critical infrastructure we all depend on. My family's farming and agriculture business is based in the Cardinal area of Eastern Ontario, and I represent farmers from the region on the board of the Ontario Federation of Agriculture, OFA. Last month, I was part of an OFA delegation that participated in the Rural Ontario Municipal Association annual conference, and although I'm familiar with the needs of the rural communities in my region, it was an eye-opening experience to engage with representatives from other municipalities from across Ontario. In many of these rural communities, agriculture plays a leading role in the local economy and critical infrastructure gaps are often a major barrier to the growth and competitiveness of farm, food and agriculture businesses, as well as keeping people from choosing to live and work in rural Ontario. Here are some of the most important rural infrastructure priorities. Roads and bridges. The rural Ontario economy relies on sound roads, bridges and proper drainage to support growth and transport our goods and services. Larger distances and lower population density are challenges for rural municipalities, and they need adequate funding to carry out these kinds of vital infrastructure projects. Energy. Rural Ontario needs affordable, reliable and sustainable energy to fuel growth and keep businesses economically viable, including a balance of conventional and alternative energy options. Rural energy costs are 30 to 100% higher than urban areas, impacting competitiveness and sustainability. Broadband internet and cellular coverage. Reliable, affordable internet and cellular access is an everyday essential that is critical to day-to-day operations of businesses and daily lives of rural residents. Without it, rural businesses, residents and schools are disadvantaged to the rest of the province. Access has been a long-standing issue in Ontario, especially in northern, rural and remote areas, and as expansion of this infrastructure continues, it's important that public funding be allocated equitably and efficiently to those areas that truly need it most. Schools and healthcare. Rural schools and quality healthcare are essential to attracting and retaining employees by providing quality education, local community hubs and adequate medical services for the next generation of Ontarians. As Ontario's population ages, more people than ever in rural Ontario need access to home care supports, retirement living and nursing home spaces, including support for chronic diseases and conditions like dementia. A concurrent investment in physical and social infrastructure like schools and healthcare will provide opportunities and reasons for families to look to rural Ontario as an affordable and ideal place to work, live, and invest. We want all candidates to know that rural Ontario needs infrastructure investments to attract and keep residents and businesses and be competitive. Well-maintained roads and bridges, affordable energy and accessible high-speed internet are critical to the rural economy. Schools and healthcare are a backbone of strong rural communities. As the leading advocate and strongest voice of Ontario's farmers, OFA will work with all levels of government to identify ways and means to build critical infrastructure that is needed in our communities.